This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crisis at the border. Almost everyone agrees there's a big problem. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You can see what you can see, and we see the problems that have been neglected for far too long. Tornadoes on the ground wreaking havoc this week with so many people ripping their homes to shreds. And in many cases, sending them to the hospital. There were people hospitalized with lots of different injuries and a handful of people killed in tornadoes. Hey, everybody. Tis the season to be jolly. Hope that you're on somebody's list and you have time to spend with loved ones coming up in this next week. Hard to believe that we are knocking on the door of Christmas, Hanukkah being celebrated, obviously, already, and so many other holidays in between. But I feel like people, even if they're pinched, which I think a lot of people are, have a little bit of that Christmas spirit going on. It feels that way to me. But pretty tough when you're feeling it, and all of a sudden, your home is just demolished because of wind, pulverized. Three people were killed in Louisiana. We talked about that, and it's terrible what happened in some of these parishes. And it wasn't just Louisiana that got hit either. There were tornadoes reported in seven states in just 3 days, and that was Texas and Oklahoma, Mississippi and Alabama. Georgia even had one. Florida, too, as well. Pretty bad one. And, you know, some of them are wide, stay on the ground longer, makes a big difference. Ask the people in New Iberia, looking at the footage there, scary. You see people getting out of their trucks and just watching with their mouths open as this giant tornado looks like it could barrel right toward them, and they're watching it rip up the other side of the highway. Farmerville now has been rated, the tornado there, an EF3, 140-mile-an-hour winds. That's what the National Weather Service says. That's what that was. And the tornado which moved through Union Parish, that was on Tuesday, was 500 yards wide at its biggest point. And it was on the ground for, get this, 9 miles. So that wasn't a touchdown, whoops, unfortunately, it hit your property. No, that was dragging out and taking its time, twisting everything in sight. Rushing wind that sounds like a train outside. And people talk about the lights, boom, going off, glass popping everywhere, and crawling to try to get somewhere to safety. And it often is in that bathtub, getting to the bathroom, hearing so many times, get in the tub, get in the tub, get in the tub, right? So that's what a lot of people did and said that's how they survived. There were a couple of EF2 tornadoes that hit the New Orleans area. And the first one that smashed into St. Charles Parish and included a couple of other areas, one person was killed. Just 50 structures gone, boom, in an instant. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards held a news conference on Thursday and said it was especially heartbreaking in St. Charles Parish to see, here we are, it's getting colder, we're close to Christmas, people are just now recovering from Hurricane Ida, and look what happens. And what happens is the wind, and the wind that is the tornado wind that comes through, rushes in, and sometimes just pulls off those roofs. And you can see it. There's all kinds of photographs and video. We live in that world where it's easy to grab a video, so many have been posted. And you can see that places like Gretna, Louisiana, 5,000 structures down. You see cars that are just turned over. Windows are smashed out. Garages collapsed. All of that just devastation everywhere, right? It's not a place where they were thinking they normally would have tornadoes. So what is the reality of a safe house? Do they have to get a safe house and figure that out? People survived because they didn't have them in, like I said, bathtubs, because that's what you hear. So that's what you do when you're panicked and you're trying to figure out, you're not outrunning this thing. So if it's passing over, then the thing that I got to do is just get in the bathtub. And that's helped. That helped people. But it had to be extremely scary. It is really, by the grace of God, I'm telling you, when I look at so much of this video that people have sent me, and it's out all over the place, that people survived this, that there weren't more people that died as a result of it, because it was nasty stuff. And now you got these whiteout conditions, because you got blizzard conditions in the upper Midwest hitting how many homes there? Homes without electricity, no power. You know, the place to check if you've got people that you love in other parts of the country in the middle of some of this stuff and you're not in it, go to poweroutage.us. I always look at that, and you can see people in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, because they had blizzard-like conditions, and it pulled down the power lines. You had some areas that were below freezing. And tracking that storm, the storm that we talked about earlier in the week, proved to be every bit of scary that it was trumped up to be. So it really turned out that way. The U.S. border, the border with Mexico. I mean, we've been talking about this since I started my career. That's how long. My very first station that I worked at, it was a television station. I was a reporter anchor. I went many, many times with the Border Patrol to go to the Rio Grande to see what it was like. They took me with them. I did series on it. I saw what it was like through their eyes. I saw the cat and mouse game. I watched what was happening in Ciudad Juarez and the crossing there on the bridge, and then the parts where it was more sparse, right? And I saw this in Arizona too, as well. So now you have the implications of, what are we going to do? There's chaos. There's a surge where people have nowhere to go. They come over. What's the process? How are you handling what is chaos? What do you do with the claims? How do you figure this out? And this issue is just not been one that's been engaged correctly, in my opinion, because I've watched this, like I said, my entire career just get worse and worse and worse. You know, they always talk about reforming the immigration system and border enforcement, and then they throw more money when they can to border enforcement, but there's still so much that hasn't been reformed, right? And then you see places that get overwhelmed. And so what do you do when you're like California and flat out you have one of the most liberal governors, let's face it, in the United States, and he's saying, we can't deal with this. It's not working. We're at the breaking point. We need responsibility and ownership. He's saying that. And in New York, they're struggling to cope with immigrants who have arrived as they're bracing for more. So it's not even just at the border. There's so much movement in trying to figure out place to send people. And the Remain in Mexico program just is not working. Mailbag next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of the virtual mail. As always, we are full. So let's just jump right to it. This one is from Haley, who says, Merry Christmas, Miss Kate Delaney. I started listening to your show because my husband is a very big fan. And I agree. I like your sense of humor. I catch, I think, things that maybe some other people don't catch. So a big shout out to you. My on my radar is the thing that's irritating me is this whole government shutdown thing. I heard you talking about it the other day. And, of course, it's the Band-Aid. They slap on it constantly. So we elect people that can't come up with a budget, and for God's sake, they can't even agree on that, where we constantly have to have these emergency fixes. It seems like every year this is what's being talked about. I mean, better that than to not have a stopgap measure but and have a shutdown. But it does seem like it's the consistent problem that of all things, hey, in that big chalkboard that they set up in their offices – where they have all these aides running around, can they not figure out a way to pull that all together? She said sarcastically. Thanks for that, Haley. You know what, I agree. I mean, it's like what I said. I do get it and I don't get it because budgets aren't easy, right? I mean, and you're talking about people with special interests, and that's really the thing. And the fighting about what money is going to what, the allocations. So that's why it's consistently a problem, because what are, it's really two sides. What are two sides coming up against, and what are they going to agree on when it comes to a spending bill? So here's the thing. They go home on the 23rd of December, and so they have to pass this short-term solution, and then they have to come back and then revisit it and figure it out, right? Better to not shut down the government because that's more money, it's more costly, it's not good, period. There's so many things that don't work when that happens. But it is kind of ridiculous. you know it's going to happen, so you know there's special interests, so figure out a way to come up with whatever that compromise is. But that's the problem. Compromise is a dirty word when it comes to politicians. There's what compromise, right? And ridiculous ass and special interests that are stuffed into things. All right, then there's this one from Bob. Kate, I heard you talk about that soccer guy, and it made me super sad. Sad for you and for anyone who came in contact with him. He sounded like he was excellent at what he did. I also read that he had several big stories in Sports Illustrated. He wasn't always a soccer writer, and he did the first story on LeBron James. What a sudden and sad loss. I really feel for any of his family members. And I guess you just don't know when you have sometimes these heart problems, and that must have been the case with him. Yeah, boy, Bob, Grant Wall is his name. And I mentioned on a couple of my NBC shows, he came on because they were carrying soccer, and he came on and he would explain to me what was going on and what was happening with the leagues. And, you know, he's probably a guest a handful of times, and that's the only way I knew him. But in just that brief interaction, he even had said to me, if you need anything, if you ever need anything, please, please reach out to me. So it's scary. I mean, he was covering the World Cup. And so immediately you're thinking, oh, you know, what is it, an infectious disease? What happened? And what happened was that his heart, and had no idea, right? So it's still trauma. It's massive grief. I mean, he wasn't even 50 years old. It was an aortic aneurysm. That's what it was. You know, I kept thinking they were talking about, oh, he's not, you know, he was complaining, he wasn't getting sleep. And he wasn't complaining like, oh, poor me, I'm not getting sleep, that, hey, this is just part of the job. And he felt tired. He felt tired. And then maybe that was a sign that was something that was going on, but it just was one of those sudden things. There was no way they could get him and operate on him quick enough. There's just, you know, just no way. So yeah, absolutely. All right, this one's from Christian. Kate, I don't live in Louisiana, but I have a lot of friends that live there. I went to school at LSU, and wow, it was like a game of whack-a-mole for sure, where you didn't know what tornado was going to hit and what kind of tornado, how long it would be on the ground, how wide it would be, how much wind we were talking about. Simply the worst. Very, very scary. All my pals luckily made it out unscathed, but had definite scares. In fact, two of them are talking about ways to try to find some kind of a bunker and try to build it a little bit cheaper than what some of these bunkers cost, because a lot of them can cost $25,000 or more. Yeah, think about the people who put those, what they call them, she caves, man caves on their property. And you're not talking about that because you're building it differently. But yeah, of course. I mean, I think you could maybe get one cheaper. It depends on what you're talking about. But it'd be great if you had one, right? I mean, listen, whether it's a luxury or not, if whatever the weather is, hurricane, tornado, and you can just go and unlock something that you walk down into that is completely safe, well, of course, yeah, then the worry's over, right? I mean, it's not the terrible if your house gets ripped up, but you're not worried about huddling in that we keep saying, the bathtub, or trying to figure out how do you flee from it, because there's got to be people that panic and just try to jump into cars or do something where they think they can get away, from it. But you could be driving right to another one with tornadoes, and that's your description of Louisiana. That's what it would be like, where you leave one spot, but who knows what's going to pop up in the next spot. I mean, that's the scoop. This one is from Truett, who says, Kate, you know what? I used to be a Twitter fan. I liked it because you interact with sometimes super smart, funny, clever, interesting people. I'm in my late 20s, But now it's just a bunch of freaking trolls, and it's nuttier than all get out with the Musk man in charge. I don't blame anyone for bailing, although they probably took his money because he fired so many people. It just seems like Twitter is going to turn into something different than we know it to be. I did like it in the past because I would definitely look there for news or for things that my friends were doing or some reaction to whatever the plays were that happened in the games that I was watching. Yeah. I mean, Twitter, is the tweet going to be stopped? Who knows? I mean, look, what's the latest? On Thursday, they suspended the accounts of journalists who covered Twitter. And, you know, it included reporters for the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, other publications. He didn't give any kind of explanation, Musk, for why he took down the accounts and made their profiles and tweets disappear. But they did. Maybe they were talking about him. I have no idea. And, you know, Twitter on Wednesday changed the rules to prohibit the sharing of another person's current location without their consent. Now, I think that's a good thing. But the charging for verification, and will people do that, and what other goodies do you get, and what happens if you're the bare bones freebie type on Twitter? You know, who knows? I think it's a coin toss. It's like, he looks like the nutty professor now sometimes when you see him because of some of the nutty things he's doing that make no sense. But then you think, listen, he's a guy who we were hitching a ride on his rocket ship to get into space. And he made that happen. And he made the electric car thing happen with Tesla and then trying to make it more affordable for other people. So maybe that's what it is. If you have a little bit of brilliance in you, you have a little bit of kooky in you too. But Twitter is so odd now. It's so odd. And I fear, what is it going to turn into? What's it going to look like in the next 6 months? You know, who knows? All right, this is a cue for you. Anything. If it's a recipe for sugar cookies or the best holiday lights or whatever, you can always send me your thoughts. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. Coming up next, we're talking to author Ryan Hastings. Boy, this guy is so super, super talented. And not only his illustrations, but his words. Next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It'll be quite a hit for Mother Nature in the upper Midwest and Northeast tonight and tomorrow. Winter storm tracks across the country and from the coast. New York State stands to receive heavy rain, damaging winds, and even some snow from this storm system. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Our peak is going to be about 1 to 2 inches per hour Thursday night through Friday.
She says the state's prepared thousands of utility workers along with snowplows, salt and sand for the roads and other affected parts of the state. Russian officials being hit with a new round of sanctions from the U.S. One Russian oligarch is among those targeted. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described that person as, quote, a close associate of President Putin. Nearly two dozen Russian governors were also hit with sanctions. The Biden administration announcing today that starting today, you could order four more mail-in COVID-19 tests. Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ryan Hastings is with us, and boy, you want to talk about fantasy on steroids in a good way. He's got such an interesting and powerful series that he's put together, Rituals, and we're going to talk about rituals like a dance, but he's got several different iterations of what happens, etc., and interesting characters, and we're going to talk about that with him. So, Ryan, thanks for hanging with us.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about how you came up with this in the first place. How did this come out of your mind? Where did it develop? Where did you find the time? What happened?
Well, it can't be avoided. This is how the literal series began, was back in 2016. I was unconstitutionally detained for 10 months without getting into any details. It was 10 and a half, almost 11 months. In which I did devise this, and I didn't go to college for writing and English and all that. I was in criminal justice and psychology and stuff. I've never done anything like this, but it was out of pure necessity to create my own entertainment. I just took pen and pad and went to town. And even what's written down is lengthy. And I mean, we're looking at, I want to say 11 publishes by the end of this project. So there's tons of content, and all of it was essentially crystallized within those 10 months. And I mean, I use the same bag full of like my envelopes and folders as like a weight bag to exercise, just to give you an idea of how much paper there was. But yeah, that's where it came from. So it was kind of like a psychological defense mechanism, just an outpouring. I've always been an artistic guy, musician and whatnot. So, I mean, it was just a lot of, I guess, everything that my mind could pull together to make into a fun story to tell itself. It just came out. And this will be the sixth year that I'm working on this project.
Wow, and it's exciting the directions that it's taking and what's happening, and we'll talk about that down the line. But first, let's talk about Rituals Like a Dance. If you were going to describe to us what it's about, what would you say?
Well, it certainly sets the foundation, the initial foundation, in terms of how quickly things tend to transpire. In terms of activity levels, I mean, it's a very, it's a roller coaster ride. It hits the ground running. Everything is very fast paced. So one should go into it if they're, you know, if they've heard this, then they have a good heads up. But there are a lot of characters. A lot is happening in different facets and different places of this world that is, you know, fully developed. Fully functioning in terms of, you know, the elements and weather and gravitational patterns and how things are explained. It certainly opens up into those explanations as the series goes on, but the first one definitely introduces the reader to kind of the magnitude and power, the overkill that I kind of write in deliberately. Just to really help crystallize just the fun factor. Because that's what I want the readers to get the most of, is entertainment, just for the sake of entertainment. And I like to think, you know, every element is in and throughout the series. While romance isn't necessarily a focal point, it's weaved in very well and very subtly. Most of the graphic explanation comes in to in terms of violence. So that's the other thing that people should kind of be aware of, is it's an intense, it's a lot of intensity behind all of this. You know, lots of fire and lightning and heat and bombs and, you know, just the size and scale of what's actually happening. It's because this planet is kind of just a trippy reflection of our own. So it's like, you know, consider, you know, just across the seas, you knew this place was there, how big it is, and just able to, you know, see and feel, you know, the shakes of like a global cataclysm. Because that's what a portion of this is, you know, the literal destruction of like parts of the world itself, but also, the demonic nature of it. So that gets into, you know, how all the battles are fought. It's very black and white, good versus evil. Very modern for, in the sense that it's just, very, very far out fantasy.
yeah, that's, I mean, that's a perfect description. You even said to me, it's like a dark, fun ride. It's a dark, fun ride. And you, one of the characters you talked about that is kind of a thread in a lot of the books, a lot of the other books as you go along, is Sway. Tell us about Sway.
So she, in terms of pecking order and just power and presence of character, I mean, she's third born archangel. So she's kind of like the big sister of like the entire angelic order. but she's, in terms of what she can do, she's, you know, she's Superman. Pretty much just invincible, badass, but she's very cool, very chill, very down to the planet. You find out, you know, within book two specifically, you know, she has a link with humanity to where, like, burns in her chest really badly with, like, a bunch of people are dying all at once. And so it actually, you know, gives her sort of a stake and just a statement in what she believes in of them. So she's always been one of my faves, and she sticks around. Because the roster isn't set. You know, people do come and go.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. The roster isn't set, which I think is very, very interesting about this. Did you ever imagine that you would have this much material, that you would have this much fun putting it together, including doing the amazing covers?
I mean, if you had told me, hey, you're going to be talking to people about, you know, a sci-fi fantasy series you write when you're, you know, 34, if you told me that when I was in middle school, high school, even college, I'd have been like, what? I mean, turns out I do enjoy, you know, I guess essentially just staying in my own imagination. But yeah, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. There's a lot of content, so I'm getting to where, I'm kind of finding myself in needs of like breaks a little bit, but you know, everything's already out there, so I might be able to, you know, rest my head a little bit. But it is still going. Like I still write for it. Almost on a daily basis. So just plug in my music and go to town.
Yeah, and I said that you mentioned to me a dark, fun ride. What else do you hope people take away from reading the series?
Maybe just a little, just greater consideration of kind of the bigger questions in life. You know, where do we come from? What do we believe in? And just kind of taking in the world around us in terms of considering others and just how everything really is intertwined, you know, more than people give credit for. And that is part of what is in, you know, this planet Hearth is just there's like a, essentially, almost with everything, there's some kind of energy flow. And it all passes to and through everything and everyone. And, you know, that is just broken down on different levels beyond that. But just, I don't know, a little introspection.
I like that. I think you nailed it. That's perfect. Ending with, you know, the introspection, of course. And we only have a couple of minutes left, but this is going to go some interesting places. There's audio involved in this and then animation. That's got to be pretty exciting. Tell us about that, the future.
Well, right now it's a single episode, essentially a 30-minute, quote-unquote, short film, which is it is literally the intro to book one. So it's the first chapter up until a certain point. But that's what it's written. It's already, you know, the script is already doled out. It's obviously a very long process. But given that this series comes to me in the sorts of like color and graphics of like anime and animation and stuff rather than, you know, live action, so to say. And that's reflected in the covers as well. I've liked to draw stuff like that for years, but I never thought that I'd be stamping my own, you know, book covers with something.
It's perfect. It's perfect, and that's a perfect place to end it. You never thought, and that's the idea, and that's why it just flows, and you can see that flow, and definitely when you look at the covers, you can see that for sure. Ryan Hastings, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and we look forward to see what happens with you in the future. Thanks.
Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wow, I love trains. I seem to always live near trains. I've taken a lot of trains in my life, and I have never had the experiences that this next woman has had, and she's put it all into a book, and boy, it'll make you want to do the same thing. Adriana Carboni is with us. Her book is called The Adventures of a Train Trekker, and the subtitle is One Lady's Journeys on the Indian Pacific and the Gone and Tales of Queensland Rail. Imagine how big Australia is. Imagine what it looks like. You think of the earth, you think of dry, then you think of lush, and it's got so many different aspects to it that to take it by train, I think you'd really, really understand the beauty of Australia, and that's not lost on Australians. Adriana, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much. It was lovely meeting you, and I hope that your listeners will take my advice and take a trip down here and do one of those train trips.
What was your first train trip like? Do you remember?
Well, the first one was Sydney to Perth about 20 years ago. I do remember it very well. I went one way, which was three days, and I flew back, but on other occasions, I take the train both ways, and you meet a lot of lovely people.
Yes, and you were telling me that off the air. There's so many wonderful people. So I think you were hooked even on that first trip where it was one way,
yes,
the Sydney to,
yes,
Perth. What is it about the train that people don't realize besides meeting great people? Is it partly the time that you have to really enjoy and relax?
Well, that is one aspect. Also, on these trains, the food is fantastic. And you and the staff on these trains are wonderful. They really work hard.
For you and with the food, do you have a favorite food that you usually seem to get served?
I do like fish, particularly salmon.
Salmon. That sounds good. Salmon on the train. How about, you know, people are curious about, maybe some people listening have done the commuter train thing, but sleeping overnight in a train, what's that like?
Well, for me, it's wonderful. It rocks me to sleep, the movement of the train, and it's constant movement. So people will have to realize that the train is constantly moving. It stops every now and then, but you've got to get used to that. You are in a confined area. You have the compartments which turn into, they are an armchair which turns into a bed in the evening, and that's all done for you by the train stewards.
Nice. What's the longest trip that you've taken?
Probably the Sydney to Perth. That would be the longest train trip in Australia. Then next we've got Adelaide, which goes south to north to Darwin. That's 2.5 days.
Yeah. When you look out the window, what are you seeing? Describe some of that. Would you see kangaroos?
Well, the scenery is constantly changing. Let's say, for example, when you're going out of Sydney, it's nice and green, and then you leave all the traffic lights and the city, and you come into the more arid areas, which in itself is fascinating. There is something beauty about the desert. And then it goes on and on. Of course, in the centre, you've got a whole day of crossing the Nullarbor, which is, and there you will have about 480 kilometres of straightest track in the world.
Ooh, Nullarbor is one of the straightest when you go through there?
Sorry?
Is that some of the straightest when you go through there? Straightest track in the world?
Yes, that part. It's about 480 kilometres.
Wow.
And then you arrive in Perth, and again, then you have... Perth is a lovely city. It's on a river. It's beautiful. It's only a small city, but very nice.
Do you ever see any wildlife when you're looking out the window? Do you see wildlife at all when you're...
Yes, you do. Particularly on the Nullarbor, every now and then you'll see a camel. And the Western Australian part. And, of course, you see kangaroos.
Right, that's what I was envisioning and what I thought about at first. Especially there, you would probably see a lot of kangaroos. In your book, you talk about also Aboriginal history, and you learned a lot about that as well, right?
I did. I did learn a lot. A lot I knew. But it's really, some of that history is very sad, and we learned a lot from that. But relations now are much better, and we have now a wonderful relationship with the Aboriginal culture.
Oh, thank goodness. I asked you about one of the stories in your book, and you told me about an area where you went where they filmed the Mad Max movies. Tell us about that.
That's in Broken Hill, which is in the west of New South Wales. It's a desert area. Yes, they did make the Mad Max film and quite a number of other films out there. Been very popular.
Is for you when you can travel by train now, because just like the title I said, The Adventures of a Train Trekker, would you prefer to go by train?
Of course. Yes. Always.
Yes, you pulled us in. We all want to go. We want to go on those adventures with you. So the writing the book, was it fun for you to write the book?
Sorry?
Was it fun for you to write the book?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun to write it. It took about a year, right?
It took about a year, yes, and I did a lot of research. I went to the library, went on the internet from itineraries which I'd kept, and then I wrote it all out, and a very good friend of mine helped me edit the book. I made a lot of spelling errors, but the information and everything, I didn't have to change much. Only the typing, because I was in a hurry.
So, again, the book is The Adventures of a Train Trekker, One Lady's Journeys on the Indian Pacific and the Gan and the Tales of Queensland Rail. What's Queensland Rail like?
It's very good. Queensland that's in a northern state, and part of that is tropical. They have a very good rail network. I'm talking about long distance trains. They're very good. One of the trains being the Spirit of Queensland, which is about 2.5 day journey from Brisbane to Cairns, which is a very popular tourist place.
Oh, I bet. How about the Indian Pacific?
Well, that's good. That is Sydney to Perth is the longest train journey in Australia.
Right, and so, of course, that's the one we first started with. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which you can get on Amazon, a book depository, so many places, Booktopia?
I'm hoping that they will be encouraged to come to Australia and take a trip on one of these wonderful trains and learn about our history, particularly Aboriginal history.
Yeah. Well, what a great ambassador you are. There's no question about that. Adriana, tell us your website.
Sorry?
Tell us your website.
It's www.adrianacarboni.com.au.
Great. And then that's where you can go to find out more about the book. You can also, again, all roads lead
there. They can order the book for that. They can also write to me on my email and order one if they like.
Nice. And like you said, I can imagine you saving those itineraries and going through them and remembering that very first trip, the Sydney to Perth, and some of the food and some of what you were able to do and the fact that the trains, like you said, rock you to sleep. What a wonderful way to see a very beautiful, beautiful country. Adriana, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me. It was lovely meeting you. And I hope your listeners will take my advice.
Yes, me too. So thanks for listening to this interview, this show, and make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.